I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. I love to fish lake trout on the Great Lakes, and I can always tell when they moved into deeper water out onto that mud. I'll tell you what the sign is and how I go about catching those fish, but first.
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
Catching lake trout on the Great Lakes is one of my passions. I can always tell when they've moved out into the deeper water because I start seeing mayfly husks on the surface. Now I know there are bugs that are coming out of the mud in that deep water, and I know that these lake trout are going to follow the forage to those mudflats. They might be feeding on some of those mayflies that are coming out of that mud and some of those worms that are crawling around down there, but they're mostly feeding on the herring and the smelt that are feeding on those smaller bugs. A couple of my favorite techniques for catching these deep fish. One is I like using the silver spoons, the reflective spoons. They have that material on them that really reflect that shiny silver. Another is I use spinning glows. I'll throw two spinning glow spinners on the line with four beads and then a treble hook. And that is usually all I need, those two techniques, to catch all those deep lake trout. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.